If you don't know what the scientific method is, you do now. We're talking Roswell, New Mexico, Season 1, Episode 3, All Things Roswell, on this after show right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's right. You're tearing up my heart. That's the name of this episode, so we have to begin with this. You're getting a little too much into it right there. We're talking all things Roswell, New Mexico, Season 1, Episode 3, Tearing Up My Heart. And if you don't know anything about Roswell, New Mexico, you have come to the right place. I am Teron. I will be hosting the show as we get into the overall thoughts, alien powers, investigations, the relationships between the various, there's so many relationships that go on, social commentary, of course, because it is a CW show, and the truth. We finally find out the truth, or do we? We also have a special segment where we decide which scene spoke to your soul and our special predictions coming up right now. I am joined by a panel of Roswell, New Mexico experts. To the left, I have my man, Jim.
I'm
or we should
dancing.
Call you Chad.
We can call me Chad or
who names
Justin
their kid Chad?
Or, yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. And of course, Mr. George Corey is in the building.
Back in the house. I think they could call me GK now.
GK is in the house. That's right. I made the Chad reference because of the concept, the conversation that they had.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you caught on to that. I'm sure the people at home.
No one wants to name their kid Chad, so.
No one wants to name. No. Why do people name their kid Chad? You know, I think that was a little bit of a stab at the Dawson's Creek. Or what show is the Chad guy on? The Chad.
I don't remember, but maybe perhaps the writer had an ex who hooked up with a Chad.
There's a Chad on The Bachelor. There was
no,
one.
No, there was a Chad. There was a guy named Chad who was like on every CW show. Steph Sabra is in the booth. Steph, do you remember the Chad guy that was in like every show? His name was like Chad something. Anyway, as we get to that, I would love to know your overall thoughts on this episode.
My thoughts are there were too many plot twists, although I appreciated them before, and they were inconclusive, so I'm a little confused.
I liked it. We get more stuff, we get more angles, we get more relationships. What's bad about that?
Just knocked me off my inner chi.
Get back on it.
Yeah, get back on it, because I thought this was a great episode. It moved the plot line forward a lot faster than the first two. It was a lot more direct and to the point. I do still think we got that same situation where we had three endings or four endings that we could have stopped the show at any point.
That's their thing. Going. They're just going to keep on doing that.
That is their thing. Yeah. It's because there's so many plot points that go on in the show that it has to get there. I really like the interaction of Max and Isabel on this episode because it was such a dynamic one. It was full of emotion. It was full of heart. And that's actually where I think the tearing up my heart scenario comes to play. You would think it's Liz and Max, this, that. I think it's Max and Isabel, which we'll get into when we discuss relationships. Let's talk alien powers. We learned a little more about their alien powers. Max's power, Isabel's power, and I feel like we got a little feel in the preview of next episode of Michael's power. What do you think about these alien powers that they displayed?
Isn't Max like the Hulk now, or Thor, I guess, without a hammer? When he hits the ground, everything goes out. Damn, the guy's got some power to him, right? I mean, he can take some lights out in a whole area, and he's not to mess with. Only nail polish will take it down, so.
Which we still need to figure out what's going on there. For me, I felt Isabel was demystified this episode. We saw weakness in her attempting her power, when all along I thought Isabel was the indestructible one who could just do anything.
Yeah, but they explained what the acetone was. It heals them. So it doesn't make them, it doesn't even heal them. It makes them not feel pain. And that was the whole concept. It's something that happens in plants, and it seems like they have a plant-based type situation as an alien life form. So they explain that.
Vegetarian? Are we going to find that out next?
They got an LA diet.
I mean, I don't know about their specific diets, but if there's situations with like things like chloroform or anything of that nature where we just have an idea of who they are and what they are, because they are alien creatures. But that power of electrostatic energy that he displayed, Max Evans displayed, the end power was a very huge. It knocked out all the lights in the town.
Yeah, like went through the ground into the Earth's crust and carried over. We don't know how far away. Maybe all the way to Denver, you know, where
Diego lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if it just seems that it was a very effective explosion. George, when you saw that, did you know that Max was going to be that powerful?
I did. I assumed if you could save someone's life after they're being shot by a bullet, that they could be that powerful. And also, it spoke to what Liz said. She foreshadowed a little bit, saying his powers can heal, but they could also hurt. And here we just saw a whole
but
town
that powerful,
get hurt.
Like superhero. This is like Marvel superhero powerful. Like that's what it looked to me like. You really thought that? All
I did.
On?
I did. Okay. Because as you know, well, I'm predominantly Team Max. This episode
clearly
kind of shifted things a little bit. But as you saw, you always see Max almost holding back his power, and that led me to knowing that there's something much greater here.
Well, we see that he's able to control electromagnetic energies to he gets mad, and when he gets mad, he kind of loses power, and that's the concept is when he does get upset, he loses his power, and it affects the things around him. It even hurts Liz at one point where I feel like Liz pushed it to do so. I felt like Liz was actually trying to test his powers.
Oh, yeah. She's been testing him in a lot of ways, mentally and physically in a lot of ways. She's just been pushing his buttons. I feel that's been going on. I think now since the end of last episode, when she kind of found out that whole thing, she's been pushing him.
Yeah, but as far as the powers go, him being able to create like an explosion on the side and hurting Liz, how did you think you felt about that?
It was more of a reaction to me. I don't think, again, he intended to hurt Liz. From what I saw, it was a lie detector test of some sort.
And her whole arm burned, basically. It was just like
it wasn't a lie detector test. It was like an EKG.
Yeah.
So it was testing just – it was a form of testing his heart rate, his pressures, his vital systems.
And I was wondering why he was accepting that. Was he genuinely concerned about his health, or did he not have a hunch that – Liz is now treating her soulmate like a science experiment.
Sure, and we will definitely get to the investigation part as well. But as far as the powers go, when he did that, you said it was not inadvertent.
Inadvertent. And that's, again, why I think he's more powerful than we know. It was inadvertent, and it was just a byproduct of a natural reaction he had. He's so strong and powerful that this electricity flows through him and the rest of his environment that sometimes it's just simply uncontrollable.
It's too much power for him.
It's too much power for one.
They're giving him too much power, literally, now to the point where he can destroy areas and he can take out lights and neighbor. Like, that is too much power for a show that you're not feuding or having, like, superhero monsters that you're going against.
No one man should have all that power.
Hell no.
Isabel's power we touched on as well. Isabel seemed to have this mind control. Yes. And do you think Max is aware of Isabel's power?
I do, and a part of me suspects that Max may have had something to do with the interference. So as she was trying to mind control Liz, we saw Rosa pop up. And a part of me thought is, hey, is Max aware of this? And is he, like, using his powers to infiltrate Isabel's powers?
They have to know each other's powers, right? I mean, they've been together for so long. He's her person, so I'm sure he would know, and vice versa, what their power. It's like Professor X or Jean Grey in an X-Men reference, and enter anyone, Cyclops or something. They know each other's powers. They're kind of mutants in a way. We did not know they're going to have that many superpowers. It's just kind of almost overwhelming, in a sense, unnecessary for the show.
But if you had watched the original show, you would have realized that the aliens in that show also had powers. So the alien reference of powers is something that is not new to Roswell, New Mexico. What is very new is the fact that Isabel failed in her attempt to control Liz, or suggest, because it didn't seem as if she had the power to control. It was just a suggestion, something we've seen in shows like the originals where the vampires are able to compel their prey. So do you feel that her not being successful in her attempt is a weakness on her part or a strength on Liz's?
I think it's underestimating Liz's control over everyone, kind of. I mean, she has this human element to her, and I think they might be underestimating her, the power she has, the manipulation in a way that she has over Max and maybe now Isabel.
Liz is determined. She's so determined that her human powers are almost escalating to almost compete with the alien powers. When someone's that determined to do something, in her case, she's so determined to bring justice to her sister Rosa that she's not going to let anything get in the way.
That's interesting. I disagree with both of you. I actually think it's the power of two things. First, guilt on Isabel's part. Somehow, Isabel is tied to the whole Rosa's death thing. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I also think it's her sending Liz away in the first place. And three, realizing that Liz actually does love Max so much. The power of love, as we have seen in Harry Potter, making another pop culture reference, is the most powerful one of all. And I think that that love is what is interfering. And is not Max at
it,
all.
Is it genuine love? I mean, we are seeing a lot from Liz that is she lying to herself that she doesn't love him? But then there's also things that suggest that she might not, you know, that she treats him more as a way, as a means to get to the truth of Rosa. So is it real love?
But
we
still see she's always saying, I suspect him of the murder, but I have this thing for him. And then we catch Isabel slipping, saying, I think they have something. They have something genuine, something she's alluding to, a power that's more powerful than love. It's something that's very different than she's seen, or something she wasn't even aware of, as she explains it to Noah at the end of the scene, where she's like, I think he's found love and he's been unhappy this whole time. And she feels like it was her fault.
Completely. She sees Max with this opportunity to fill this void that she's been living with her whole life. She hasn't been, Isabel hasn't been able to be upfront with Noah about her real situation.
Sure.
Now she sees Max having this transparency with a purely human and a connection that now seems undeniable. And she's almost growing an admiration for that. And that was part of the revelation. And I do agree with you that when she kind of held back while she was trying to mind control Liz, part of it was guilt and part of it could have been this epitome that, oh my gosh, this is real. I need to respect this.
I need to respect it. It might be. And then we're still not sure about Michael's power. We saw something where he was able to, he was strong enough that he kicked the Jeep up in the air in the preview for the next season, but we aren't sure. I'm sure we'll get a lot more of that. And the
next
chat,
episode.
I don't think we're not sure
about a next season.
Exactly. We'll see. But next episode, we'll make it happen. The Chad I was referring to was Chad Michael Murray,
who was
in Dawson's Creek and Gilmore Girls. He was all over the CW.
One Tree Hill.
Exactly. He had his own show and it was a whole thing. That's the Chad. But George has a message for all the Chads out there.
Yes, I do. Chads and everyone else. Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
I appreciate each and every one of you and each and every one of your comments. Please keep commenting below. And if you're on iTunes, don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you because the panel isn't just us. It's all of you at home as well. Let's talk some investigations because I feel that we had two investigations going on simultaneously. On one hand, we had Liz's investigation into Max and the murder of her sister Rosa. At the same time, we also had an investigation of Kyle as he investigates his father's records and the legacy that he supposedly has. Starting off with Rosa's investigation.
Who the hell understands what it means or what is going on? First of all, when she starts out the episode going with all these formulas and
the scientific method,
yeah,
and she specifically
says,
eliminate all personal bias and outside influence, observation, the mark on Rosa's corpse, the handprint on Rosa's corpse, which develops a little after her death, Max Evans lied about last time, prediction, his ability to manipulate electromagnetic energy is a power to heal and harm. And finally, hypothesis, Max Evans killed Rosa. And she begins to investigate this.
Could have done it so much easier and just said it in a few less words. That's for sure. I got lost on that for a while. I'm just like, I don't care.
Let me just say this. With seeing what Liz did here, LeMax, which is Liz and Max, is now, it's over for me.
That's a nickname?
LeMax,
he's shipping it.
LeMax is over for me. To treat your loved one like a science experiment, and I respect your scientific approach, I respect your background and your career, but to use this on someone who you apparently love,
we don't know that.
It's completely wrong.
I believe in Liz's love for Max and vice versa. Let's discuss this investigation. What did you think about the investigation overall? Was it justified?
I guess. I mean, she wants some answers, right? So she's going to poke the beast in a way and find out what she can. I mean, she's got two different motives here. She needs to get to the Rosa's truth, and she's trying to salvage some sort of connection with him at the same time. So it's treading water in a way, but she still has that mission of obtaining. Unlike Max, who just has eyes for her, she's got other alternative motives.
She has ulterior motives that you think go beyond the investigation of her sister's death.
Yeah.
The only justifiable factor I find in destructing LeMax is the fact that Max, in fact, lied to Liz. And to me, that was her path to justify doing this science experiment on Max. The fact that she now knows he lied about
what if
the last
he didn't
time.
I mean, what if he didn't lie? I think it still would have happened.
She does basically say that he did lie about the last time he saw Rosa, and yes, it eventually would have had to happen. In the nature that it's happening, I don't like the deception factor, the fact that she's willing to almost manipulate him and put up this face.
But that's how an investigation occurs.
I've been telling
right?
you guys, Liz ain't what you guys think she is, man. She's a manipulator. She's got game to her. She's not that nice girl that
but that's
everyone
how investigations happen, right? So when an investigation happens, it's not like they come out and just say, hey, we're investigating you. They surveil, they do surveillance, they pay attention, they gather clues. Everything that Liz did, and you both think that she's unjustified in investigating the murder or potential murder of her sister?
You know what? If you feel that strongly about it, be straight up with Max.
Why?
Because you owe that to your...
For what? Well, she doesn't owe him anything.
What?
She owes it to her character. Her character seems to be, to me at least, I know maybe not to Jim, okay, Jim? But
to me.
But to me, she strikes me as an authentic person.
Have you ever watched a cop show? So do the cops just go, hey, man, did you kill Mike? And they're just like, yes, I did. How did you know? That's not how investigations
well, you know
go.
That's the detective's job, not the cop's job. The cop's job is to keep people safe and enforce
the law. Sure, but that's
the
semantics. The concept is anyone investigating a murder would walk up to someone and never just be like, I think you murdered them, and that person just give up the fact. That would discredit every single...
True, but if she... If
detective
she,
show.
Yes, but... There's kind of this dichotomy happening here because she, to me, loves Max.
But we don't
and
know
also
that
loves
she loves
her
but
sister.
Let's let, he's saying to him,
you know,
okay.
she,
stop.
To me, she loves Max.
Sure.
And she also loves her sister. And I see her stuck in between. And what makes it more difficult is that Rosa is no longer here, but Max is.
So that's the best way to investigate is to convey this scientific method that she has out, which is to eliminate all personal bias and outside influence. And she does find clues. We see the hearts that Rosa leaves on everything that's her place. And of course, we see this CD, this mixtape that Rosa has, where we have a list of songs. Here in Your Bedroom, Pony, Under the Bridge, Small Town Saturday Night, Blue Flower, Creep. Number 7, We Could Not Read, Take Me to the River, End of the Road, Iris, Bills, 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 Every Morning, Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. And each one represents a place that Rosa visited or kept secrets at. Oh. And we see this as she goes under the bridge and finds the first clue, which is, Dear Rosa, You Will Never Be Alone, Orpheus.
I still want to know who Orpheus is. I have no clue at this point.
We learned that Orpheus is the 13th symbol of the zodiac, which is a very controversial situation because we do have 12 that we all subscribe to for the most part.
Correct.
But technically, as we've discerned, there are 13, and this is the problem, and they rotate based on a calendar.
The best thing about this is the playlist. It's a good playlist. You got some Goo Goo
it's
Dolls,
a good
you got TLC. Rest of this stuff, doesn't it feel like an escape room? Like they're trying to do an escape room with all these clues and everything. But why she? It took all these years, and it's not like she hid things. Like we learned in Roswell, everything you can find if you just give an effort to look for it. Doors are just hiding major secrets. But why would she do that? Did she really think and that all these years later someone would discover this, that that's her sister and no one else would come across and be like, what is this? Or
sure.
just find
a lot of times the best clues are the ones kept with the people closest to you. No one knew Rosa the way Liz did, or at least the way Maria did, as we see, because that's the best friend. So these clues were left unharmed and they were there. We saw a clue also given when Rosa snuck out with the eyeliner, and we found this love letter that was from Max that ends up being part of that truth that's told. But this investigation actually revealed a lot of things about who Rosa was. So it wasn't a harmless investigation, and it wasn't a pointless investigation. We actually learned a lot about Rosa's character, and each clue did lead to something. They found things. that were unfound before that. Hence why they were still there in place.
But so far, to me, how meaningful are the things that were found? If in the end that Max debunked this letter and it wasn't in fact about Rosa, then what did we really learn?
We learned a lot about what Rosa's doing, right? Or at least we're on the path.
Well, who she was, more so. Sure. Like, okay, she smoked pot and she had a wild streak. She would go out at night meeting some guy, which that might be a clue later on who maybe that guy is. We don't know that technically yet. But you just got to get to more to her personality. I don't know if there's like a major, major reveal through all these
clues. I have a question. Exactly. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's assume, God forbid, one of them's murdered. You wouldn't go through their stuff in their room to see who they were?
I'm sure anyone would do that.
Well, that's what Liz is doing, right? Except her room now turns out to be the town of Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, well, that's her purpose for being there.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So while it seems that you guys don't understand the point of the investigation, totally makes sense. It's a comprehensive investigation, and she's finding things out. And she has a suspect, and that's the way to vet out a suspect, is to investigate them. On the flip side, we also have Kyle. We have Kyle's investigation of his father. And that's a very good investigation, too, because he is being manipulated by Sergeant Maines, who brings
Soldier Kyle.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. Kyle is not a soldier. He is a doctor. And Sergeant Maines and Master Sergeant Maines says you can either participate because it is your legacy or because you are afraid of what the government can do to you.
And what can the government do to him? Like, what will they just, like, take him away somewhere and never to be heard and found again? Is that what's at stake
Jim,
here?
Jim, if white privilege wasn't such a strong element in what you just said.
You know what my question is what can the government do? Well, what did the government do to Rosa? What I think is that we're leading up to something where Rosa may have known. That's why the clues are left the way that they are. She might have known something she wasn't supposed to know. And what I'm starting to see is, when Max tells his truth, I stopped believing Max throughout the episode. But in the end, when he twisted that letter, I actually then, again, which is why I'm so mind blown over this episode and confused and lost, I then started believing Max again. And I think that Maine is giving a real threat to Kyle. He is. Kyle doesn't appear to see the extent of what can happen, especially with the way that he settled it and said, we're square now. I don't think he's square, and there's more to happen.
Well, not Maine's not square, but Kyle is, and my guy's showing a righteous side again. You know, you guys were kind of thinking that he's the bad guy, and we all debated that in a sense, but he's becoming, in this episode at least, we saw a side of Kyle that's really righteous, more so than anyone else, I felt, in this episode. Kyle's trying to do the right thing. He's honoring this whole deal that they did, but with the devil, basically. But he doesn't want to stay on with that. And he was pretty honest about the whole love
pretty
triangle.
Pretty honest? He stole his mama's keys.
Yeah, but then he fessed up, too. I mean, that's
She didn't fess up. She figured it out, and he handed them back over.
Yeah, and then
she
he explained
it. She is the sheriff deputy. Like, she is the sheriff of the town. Like, if anyone should figure it out, it should be her.
Totally.
The investigation led Kyle into his past. He learned certain pieces of information. Number one, he learned that his father was and Master Sergeant Maines were not friends, as Maines has led them to believe, and that legacy didn't exist in the way at least Maines is trying to portray it. Secondly, to a list of a number of letters that the Valenti Sr. sent Kyle or the family during his impending death, where he was a little out of it, he wasn't in his right state of mind, and he started possibly spilling the truth. And Kyle finds these letters, of course, with the stealing of the keys and going through the old stuff, and his mother tries to have him leave it alone. And in this course of the investigation, he hands these letters over to Master Sergeant Maines. Did you think he did the right thing, handing over the letters?
In his character's point of view, he did. Because he just wanted, for him, getting Rosa's information was apparently more important than this letter, because he doesn't probably understand what it means fully. He knows it's from his father, and there's some significance, but he needed that immediate thing from Rosa's data. So he's just squaring away because he doesn't want to be involved in this situation with him. So he's doing the right thing that he thinks of. It might burn him later.
What are you pointing about Rosa's dad? I don't understand.
No, data from
Rosa. Oh, her data.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said her dad, and I was like, yeah,
well, he's still in the shot. I mean, he's working.
I saw something much beneath the surface when he handed Maine the letters. If you look at the letters, there are these crazy-looking graphs. I didn't understand the illustrations myself. I think that Kyle needs Maine's to transcribe those letters, and he knows that he doesn't understand what's there. And in a way, he gives Maine's those letters because he needs to understand what they are, and he's probably the only one who could read them.
See, I actually disagree on that episode and point two, and I'll explain why, because it seems that Kyle's walking away from Maine's. He's done. He says, here it is, and I'm done. It actually felt like Kyle didn't go over the letters or the graphs himself at all. It literally felt like he handed him a folder of things. But I will say this on his behalf. It looked like copies, and he might have kept a copy for himself.
Well, we saw him take photos. Yeah, we saw our first cell phone on that episode. So I believe he took the photos.
Sure, and he wants to decipher them all. Exactly. Yeah. And so he has a whole set of it for himself, but I felt like he had printed it out. He's ready to go over it himself. So he just handed it over blankly to Master Sergeant Maines, which I do think is going to be a downfall.
I think it's a bluff. I think it's a bluff, Teron. I think he walked away knowing that Maines is going to end up coming back, and when he does come back and want something, he's going to say, hey, Maines, tell me what it said there.
I don't think he's that deep into it yet. There's not that much indication that he's that into this case. He's more focused on the Rosa thing and Max thing instead of this. He's curious about it, but I don't think he's that deeply involved yet, at least.
Well, we're going to find out because this is an ongoing plot line and it looks good. Let's get into some relationships that are on the show. So, obviously, the biggest relationship is Max and Liz.
Le Max,
as we like to
call
ship
that
it.
Over for now.
Or Maxley.
Are we still team Max and Liz? Are we still team Le Max?
When Max was treated like a science experiment, I was off Le Max. I'm off.
But then you came back like 20 minutes later.
I came back through the lens of Isabel seeing that there is a connection, a possible connection, a transparent connection between an alien and a human. So what inadvertently happened is I'm more inspired to be team Isabel Noah now. And I want them to share that beautiful bond that I thought Lemax shared.
There's nothing beautiful about that.
So you're clearly against them. Do you think Max and Liz actually love each other?
Not love. I think there's feelings that have been hidden or suppressed. I don't think there's this strong indication. From Max's side, sure. I think it's pent up and he's trying to hold it in, but he can't. Like I said, Liz has got some game. She manipulates her way things. I don't think someone that could be that manipulative in a sense would have that much love. She would spill it out. She would let it go. She wouldn't be able to keep her kind of mischievous scheming ways that she's doing. I don't think it's mutual, man. I just don't. And there's something with Kyle still. My guy still got a chance in this whole triangle, as he called it. She's not all in. She's just not.
Jim, but did you hear how Liz talked about her own fiance? There is
clearly there's no connection there. Agreed.
But Dia goes out. She left him.
Yeah, she left him.
Denver.
That dude's and getting screwed right there.
I'm sure he'll come back later. We'll see what happens.
And my point is, although there may be fiancés floating around, makeout sessions outside the pony, there is a different way that she speaks about Max.
But she trusts Kyle because she told him about it. He was there when she uttered Max's name, and she's still kind of going around with him, right? They're discussing certain things. She feels this comfort with Kyle, and she shares it with him. So if she didn't, if he was some just random guy, wouldn't be.
I guess we're going to have to find out. I do know that she does trust Kyle. She has definitely confided in him. Yep. Let's talk Max and Jenna. Cameron, Cam, as he calls her. We see them go on a date. Are we shipping that? Max, Cam.
Very bold move for the way Max just shut down Kyle with, I have a date. And as Kyle was there to almost battle Max for Liz, he walks away and brings up Cam. And that was very telling for me that, A, is he trying to shake Kyle off, or B, in that moment, was Max also off the Lemax himself?
Yeah, he's got a thing for her.
And we found the Lemax.
We found out he's got a thing for her because she's almost the one that's trying the whole no strings attached, right? Because she's almost when they were talking, he's like, well, is this going to kind of end up at, you know what, at my place? And then he's like, no, let's go on a real date. So he's the one putting effort here with her to maybe take it further. That was a surprise, I'd say, because I didn't think
she
was the one.
So are we shipping Max and Jenna Cameron or no?
I think that's a thing. I'm thinking this is a possibility.
They clearly have history. Cam clearly likes Max. I don't know if Max likes Cam as much.
Max Cam is possible.
I like that sound better.
Okay, we'll see. Alex and Michael, relationships. He slept over. Alex slept over. Got a little freaked out when he... So that answered a question we brought up last week. Does everyone know about Alex? Clearly they don't. Not even Isabel is supposed to know. Father kind of knows or hasn't... suspicion.
That was a revealing moment for me when Alex asked his father, are you ashamed of me? And I thought he was going to bring up something about his sexual orientation, but then he actually just simply brought up the fact that Michael's a criminal and he doesn't belong with him because he's a Purple Heart, et cetera, et cetera. And so...
Or around him, maybe, not with
him. Or around him. So I don't know for sure if he knows. What I do know is I'm a little bit hurt by seeing the two of those gentlemen fall apart because they were my hope for the strongest bond on this show after I realized that LeMax was crumbling. I thought that they would be the true love of the show, and now we're seeing they could still have true love, but we're seeing them be ripped apart.
This is a lover's quarrel that just ends in like makeout sessions and hookups. There's history there, but is there substance there? That's the thing.
That's a good question. That is a good question. Let's go Isabel and Noah. Noah being Isabel's husband. How's that relationship look?
Noah, man, first of all, that dude does not belong in Roswell, New Mexico. You see how he's all dressed preppy? He looks like he's like a banker from New York City or something. I'm wondering how he ended up there, first of all. Second of all, that dude cannot be this nice. There's no way. There's got to be some shady side of him. I'm telling you, he's making these elaborate dates for her, and she hasn't even given him reasons to do so, right? Because she's always skipping out on him besides hooking up or, you know, giving him that portion, but he's not getting any love. And when she said that Max is my person and he says, oh, you're my person, what a sucker, man. Come on. Like, you need to let her give you more for her to kind of earn this affection and adoration that you're giving her.
Can we speak about this? Max is my person. I thought they were brother and sister.
Yeah, but she has this love and like he's the priority in her life. That sort of sense. Like, she will drop her man to go whenever Max needs her, right? That sort of thing.
Or is that the decoy or the disguise for the fact that they're aliens and they're doing things? She's just saying,
Part of it.
I have a bond. And she makes it more about his relationship and his feelings than she does with the real stuff that's actually happening. And I almost saw that as a cover-up.
Well, I think Isabel, and we're going to talk about Isabel and Max because I'll ship that as a relationship as well, especially after this episode. But Noah is a nice guy, clearly loves Isabel. Isabel loves Noah, but I don't know how much she's in love with Noah.
Yeah, not enough.
Noah's clearly in love.
She wants Isabel, to be in love.
Isabel is in love with Max. And when I say that, I mean she clearly has an affinity with Max because he's her brother, but is also much more than that, as we see in this episode, where the concept is Michael throws it out and says, you're just mad because you're no longer his number one. You're not the number one priority. That's why all of a sudden mind wiping her and making her do stuff you want to is a good idea. When I told you, it was horrible. So she's jealous. Isabel's actually jealous of Liz.
Interesting, which makes me wonder, just because you're born in these eggs and they were close
are they
to
really
each other,
related?
Are they really related or are they just the same species?
I don't know if this is a Game of Thrones situation. However, there is a situation where there are times where a mom can get jealous of their son's lover. And it's not a sexual jealousy. It's a priority jealousy where I'm no longer number one in your life. And I'm used to being number one all the time.
Correct. And what we see happening is in the beginning of the episode, Isabel was this voice of reason. I'm going to shut Liz down. And in the end, she almost retreated after the failed mind read. And I don't want her to confuse what loving Max means. What loving Max means, if she does care about him this much, is to protect their identities and protect their safety. And now we're seeing her give in out of her care for Max, which makes me think if she's wavering on that, there must be great emotions for Max. And I'm going to have to agree with you on the
person. I'm shipping Izzo Max. Let's go Izzo with Max. The truths. We hear two truths on this one. The first truth is Kyle's finding out that his father wasn't a legacy to this Master Sergeant Maines' scenario. But the other big revelation truth is we did get Liz ask Max directly, I believe you murdered my sister. And here's the letter that's proof, this love letter. And Max has an entire explanation, does the best situation defusing you could possibly do.
Man.
Drops the mic, walks away, and sounds very credible. Do you believe Max about the letter?
No. I mean, that is a good speech. Like, that is something to write down for someone, whoever wants to use it out there. That's a typical defusing situation. And she just left there standing, and he walks away. She had nothing to say, speechless. He took that one and owned it. Not in the sense of admitting anything, but man, that was a power move I've not seen him do. So I give him props for the first time.
George, do you believe
power move? If
Max?
He manipulates energy. He's not a poet. He's not a poet. I don't think you could make something up like that, that fast and that articulately on the spot when someone just reads a letter. He didn't know she found the letter. She read it and he had this automatic answer. I don't think it's in Max to make it up on the spot.
So you don't think Max can lie?
I don't think he's lying in this situation.
Because he's been lying about being an alien the whole time.
Yeah.
Is it true that he feels possibly guilty for being there the night Rosa went off and not stopping her?
Yes, and that's what he lied about, and now he confessed. He told the truth. He's telling the truth.
We don't know. Maybe he had a thing with Rosa, right?
I feel like they definitely pushed the plot forward as they gave us this reveal 3 episodes in. I was expecting it to take much longer. It was a very good episode overall. Let's get right into our special segment where we decide of a scene that touches our soul. Scene, segment, soul. George.
What touched my soul is when Kyle was questioning Liz about her love for Max, and he said, is it because he's tall?
That's so real. That's a real.
Because to me, I was like, oh man, that's something you just can't help if you're not tall. And luckily, I was born tall, so I never had that feeling, but I really empathize with him. Wow, that's like something you can't really work around unless you got some nice heels or something. And I saw Kyle, who's appears to be powerful on the surface, in this powerless moment. And I've had these powerless moments in my life, and that's what resonated with me. The things you can't change.
Well, I don't know because I'm not short. Let's go, Jim.
What resonated? I mean, listen, Cam and Max in the car, Liz comes and interrupts, and he leaves. Like, you know what? She interrupts the situation and it ended. I'll give him credit for that, you know, because it could have been like, we'll talk about this later. He was right there about to receive a gift and he gave it up.
A gift, but the truest gift is love, the real love that Max feels for Liz, even though you deny it. And I think my favorite scene is Max explaining the letter and having such a plausible, realistic explanation. I don't know if I fully believe him, but I believe him enough. If you don't believe him, or if you do, we would love to hear about it in the comments below. Let us know what you think about the episode, and more importantly, was Max telling the truth? That's a huge epitome into the episode it's the third episode. Like, we got so much. We are moving so fast. Let's jump right into predictions.
Predictions.
Jim.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I predict that Cam and Max will have a deeper storyline together, and you will see now the separation with Kyle and Liz really becoming a stronghold here and her trusting him with everything.
I'm going to stick to what I said. I believe that Kyle is going to use Maine to decode these letters, and he's going to find a dog in this fight when he sees something about his father's involvement. He doesn't think there is now. There was more involvement than he perceives. And I see Kyle getting on Maine's side of the investigation. I see Max maintaining the truth because he didn't make up that letter. And his guilt is stemming from leaving Rosa's side. And I think that Rosa was killed by the government. And we're going to find that out.
Well, my predictions are Diego is not out of the picture. Rosa, Liz has not stopped the investigation. The handprint came from one of the other siblings. Max was telling the truth. And that Kyle has not stopped his investigation either. We will find out more all together in the upcoming weeks right here, Roswell, New Mexico, at AfterBuzz TV, the after show. And we're on fire. George, where can people find you if you want to be found?
Find me at Mr. George Corey on all social media platforms. Sir, spell the last name.
That's K-H-O-U-R-I. Jim?
You can find me on all social media at TheJimAlexander and on the Wrestling After Show, Something to Wrestle After.
That's right, and that's Alexander Like the Great. And, of course, I am Teron. Literally, I am Teron all across the board. I-A-M-T-E-H-R-A-N. Find me, and I'm on a variety of After Buzz After Shows, hosting, paneling, and doing all the above. Appreciate each and every one of you. See you next week. Same Roswell time, same Roswell channel. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.